St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer, Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
It's really easy, isn't it? It's really easy to go through this world complaining, to go through this world grumbling. Here we are the day after our elections. And I have to tell you, I have noticed less complaining than I really expected from all different stripes and all different sides of the aisle. On social media anyway, when I see a lot of different people are looking at this in a positive light, trying to say, well, my party gained seats here or my particular agenda is going okay there. I don't know exactly what's happening there, but I'll leave that up to God's divine providence where our country's going and all that. But I know that it's easy inside of this world to fall into that sense that we can complain and grumble and be sorrowful about the world. We can even despair. You know, we can sometimes imagine that that things have never been this dark, that things have never been this bad, that you and I are experiencing terrible times. And don't get me wrong, we've gone through some really dark periods. The 20th century in particular was incredibly difficult, wasn't it? Lots of horrors that we saw, lots of terrible, terrible crimes perpetrated against humanity from dictatorial regimes. And we live in dark times, it's true. But as I read the first reading today, as I read this this beautiful reading from St. Paul to the Philippians, I'm really challenged to look and wonder if I exaggerate my own problems, exaggerate the challenges and the darkness that's inside the world. For example, let me share with you what St. Paul says. He says, do everything without grumbling or questioning. There you go. There's the first advice we have to take, something that you and I are not as great as we should be about it, right? To not grumble, to not question. He says, do everything without grumbling or question, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish. Now, that is true. I want you to listen to this next part of the phrase he says, though, part of the sentence. He says, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. When I read that, I had to stop and realize, do you know, St. Paul himself lived in very dark times. St. Paul himself lived in difficult times. Things were perverse and things were crooked. And yes, they still are in our own times. We see a lot of offenses against marriage, offenses and crimes against humanity and against God's holy people. We see a lot of darkness. But let's identify, or let's recognize here that evil has existed since the fall, and evil has been around ever since Adam and Eve chose to go against God's will. And at all times, there have been perversions, there has been crookedness and darkness in the world. And to exaggerate that, or to imagine somehow that things are much worse now than they ever been in the past, I think is to miss a point that St. Paul is getting at here, where he's not emphasizing how terrible the world is, but instead looking at how the first Christians are called to live. Let me continue on with the advice that he has here. He says, be children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine like lights in the world. Among whom you shine like lights in the world as you hold on to the word of life. I mean, you and I are called to be lights in the world. You and I are called to truly shine in the world, to live without blemish. See, we don't have control over the darkness that exists in the world. We don't have control over the evils that are perpetrated. And while, yes, we're called to pray for the end of them, yes, we're called to perform penance and sacrifice and suffering, offering up our own sufferings for the extinguishing of evil in the world, it's largely out of our control, isn't it? It's mostly in God's hands and in God's time that he will wipe out evil and sin from the world. But what we can do is we can focus on our own lives. What we can do is examine, are we living our lives without blemish, without spot? Or do we continually participate in sin? Do we continue to give in to temptation? If you look at your life right now, would you say that you are a light to this dark world? Would you say that you shine at your workplace, at school, in your PTA meetings? Would you say that you shine in such a way that other people notice and give thanks to God and recognize all that He is asking of you in this world? See, that's what it means to be Catholic. That's what it means to be Christian in the world. It means to shine so brightly in a world of darkness that people start to see Christ, that people recognize in our self-giving, self-offering, in the humble, simple ways that we live our life, that Jesus is still present, that Jesus has conquered and Jesus has won. If we stop doing that, then yeah, evil has won. If we stop living holy lives, then it's true. Darkness will continue to spread and be pervasive throughout the whole world. But if you and I are striving to live holy lives, if we're trying with all our hearts to shine so brightly that the world sees Jesus, then guess what? All of the efforts we've been making, all of the time that we've spent trying to be good and holy and obedient and trusting in God will pay off, because others will come to know Jesus. Let's do that, right? It's the mission of Relevant Radio to shine in the darkness, right? And to bring that good news to a world that needs it so much. Let's strive to do that with all our hearts, right? Let's do our part that we can to really fully live our lives as a shining light. We can't change the darkness, but by golly, we can really live holy lives, right? May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.